Jason, let's visit. You've got a new tool available from AURI called, is it AVA? Is that how you
do correct, it? Correct. Yeah. AVA stands for AURI's Virtual Assistant.
So tell me about what it is and how it works.
Absolutely. AURI's Virtual Assistant, or AVA, is a new free virtual assistant meant to support agricultural producers, innovators, entrepreneurs, and founders across the food chain find answers to common business questions or science questions, food science, food safety questions related to starting or running a food business. It was created with funding from USDA Rural Development through their Agriculture Innovation Center, and specifically is meant to answer some of those most commonly asked questions about starting or running a food business, with specific focus on providing answers to business development and food safety or science questions.
Sounds like it must be pretty user-friendly then.
That was certainly the intent. We built it with a local software developer, or I should say a local artificial intelligence solutions provider. That's probably the best way to describe them. Using a common large language model, which is what you would see in something like ChatGPT or Microsoft Copilot, but specifically focused on building a tool that, like you said, was user-friendly, so easy to access and easy to understand how to use, so a fairly straightforward text-based interface. And it was designed to allow you as an ag producer or an entrepreneur to ask questions that will give you back specific science-backed answers, but you can ask them in your own language. So you don't have to be a food scientist to get an answer in about food science, if you will.
Is that one of the barriers, I think? Is sometimes maybe there's an intimidation factor if you're trying something new and you're afraid to, you know, nobody wants to look stupid when they're asking the experts on some of these kind of things?
I do think that there's an element of intimidation, but I would also say, Don, that one of the biggest challenges might be that you don't really know what question to ask in the first place. If you don't, quote unquote, grow up in the food industry, you know, if you don't have the decades of experience in the industry like myself and my colleagues do, then you may not even know what the right question to ask is. Or you might ask a question, but you actually mean something else. And so we've designed AVA to use artificial intelligence to help kind of cut through some of that challenge, as well as, to your point, maybe to cut down on some of that barrier, because what AVA does is AVA pulls all of its information from a curated knowledge library, meaning that it's not scouring the whole of the internet for answers, because oftentimes you may not be able to determine whether or not that answer is appropriate or accurate or based on philosophy rather than science. So AVA only pulls from a knowledge library that's been curated by experts from AURI with over 70 years of experience in the food industry. So with that in mind, you can essentially trust that what you're going to get back is scientifically accurate, and you can do it on your time. So as we know, if you're a farmer, for instance, you don't necessarily have time between 9 and 5 to give a call to AURI to answer a question or to get started on, you know, your next idea. So AVA is available 24/7 on your time frame. And it also means that you don't necessarily have to potentially be embarrassed, if you will, by asking the wrong question. Not to say you would be, just to say that maybe that's another barrier that that AVA is allowing you to sort of overcome.
Jason, have you been beta testing this? How's it been working so far?
We did. We actually beta tested it twice earlier this summer, once with our internal organization and the second with select users that are in my network. And thus far, we've gotten some really good feedback as it relates to how to effectively communicate the various aspects of how Aver works. So again, user usability, if you will. But also, because the knowledge library is curated by AURI and it's not scouring the whole of the internet, we've also been able to get some great feedback around where we need to beef up Ava's knowledge library. And I think that's a really important piece to understand, is that Ava is different from other tools, other artificial intelligence chatbots on the internet, like ChatGPT, because it doesn't scan the whole of the internet. It only uses this knowledge library that's been curated by AURI scientists and business developers. Additionally, Ava doesn't learn from the previous questions that were asked. So what that means is, you know, we hear a lot about how you don't necessarily want to include anything confidential in a question you might ask ChatGPT, because you may find out that your question becomes a part of an answer to somebody else's question in the future. But you don't have to worry about that with Ava, because Ava doesn't learn from the questions asked. Ava only learns when users provide feedback on its performance. And that's what one of the beta periods actually taught us as well, is that when we get that feedback from users, we're able to update the knowledge library and make sure that Ava becomes smarter and smarter over time to answer even more and more questions.
So where can folks find this, Jason?
Ava is available on our website at auri.org, but specifically the link is auri.org/AVA, which stands for Ava.
Great. Anything I'm missing we didn't touch on?
I don't think there's much we didn't touch on, but I just reiterate its availability as 24/7, and the fact that it only gets smarter when users take the time to provide feedback on its performance.